Chapter 8. The Champion of the World. We sat on the grass by the road near the woods, waiting for the pheasants to go to sleep. At this moment, I don't want to be anywhere else in the world, my father said. He looked so happy.
We did it, Danny. Do you feel good?
I feel great,
I said.
But I was a little frightened when we were in the woods.
Me too, he said. That's why I love poaching. I love that feeling.
How long will it take for the pheasants to go to sleep? I asked.
I think it will take about half an hour, he said. But we have to wait for the keepers to go home. I've brought an apple for each of us. He pulled two apples out of his pockets and gave one to me. We were eating our apples when my father suddenly whispered,
Look, there's someone coming.
It was another keeper walking down the road towards us. He was a tall, thin man with a hard face. He had a gun under his arm and there was a black dog behind him. They stopped near us, and the dog watched us through the keeper's legs.
Good evening, said my father. I know you, said the keeper, coming closer. You're from the garage, and that's your boy. You live in that dirty old wagon, don't you? You need to leave.
This road isn't owned by Mr. Hazel, said my father, so we can sit here.
I don't care, said the keeper, moving the gun to his other arm. Go away.
Then he pointed at my father's cast and said,
How did you hurt your leg? Did you fall in a pit?
My father stood up, and so did I.
It's been a nice walk, Danny, he said to me, but we need to go home for dinner now.
We walked slowly down the road until we could not see the keeper.
Do we really have to go to the wagon now? I asked.
Of course not, my father cried. We have to get those pheasants. Come in here.
We climbed over a gate and walked into a field.
We'll hide here until the keepers have gone, he said.
A few minutes later, the keeper walked past the field with his dog, but he did not notice us.
We can go to the clearing now, said my father. That keeper won't come back.
What about the other keeper in the clearing?
I asked.
It's dark now, so I think that he's gone home too, he said.
We hid for a few minutes more, then we walked back towards the clearing.
There were no pheasants on the ground.
Are they all up in the trees? I asked.
Yes, they're in the trees around us, my father said.
We stood and waited for something to happen. Nothing happened. It was very quiet in the woods.
Why aren't they falling?
My father asked. His face suddenly looked very white. But at that moment, there was a soft noise from the woods behind us. Something was hitting the ground.
What was that?
I asked. We stood listening. There was another sound.
It's the pheasants,
I cried. We turned on our torches and ran towards the noise.
Here's one,
my father said, picking up a huge pheasant. It was asleep. It won't wake up for a week, said my father. All around us, the pheasants started to rain down from the trees.
Pick them up, Danny, my father shouted. Let's get them all.
Where shall I put them?
I said. There was now a small mountain of pheasants by my father's feet.
Put them here, he cried.
He had a pheasant in each hand, and his face was bright and excited.
This is beautiful, he cried. I want to count them.
Don't count them, Dad, I said. Can't we do that later?
But my father did not listen to me. He began counting the pheasants very carefully. 1, 2, 3, he counted. 117, 118, 119, 120. Nobody has ever caught this many pheasants before, but you did it, Danny.
I didn't do it, I said.
Yes, you did, he said. You're the champion of the world.